You are listening to the Productivity Masterminds podcast brought to you by Timular.com. We interview top professionals who share their exact formulas for success in productivity, time management, and self-improvement. And I'm your host, Juan Felipe Campos. Okay, Productivity Masterminds, remember, every month we give away one of our beautiful time tracking dice that help you take over how you spend your time. To enter the giveaway, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and message the word done to timular.com/giveaway to prove that you did it. Again, visit timular.com/giveaway and message the word done to prove it and enter the giveaway. Steve Robbins is a public speaker, author, workshop leader, executive coach, and host of a productivity podcast titled The Get It Done Guy's Quick and Dirty Tips to Work Less and Do More. Steve's TEDx talk on living an extraordinary life has been expanded for use at Harvard Business School. Let's hear more from him in this episode of Productivity Masterminds. Steve, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Steve, so you know something about time that most people don't, and you must have figured by now some frameworks of productivity and time management. Can you walk us a little bit through how you think about time?
Sure. It's ticking, and it is ticking regardless of whether or not you're using it well. A lot of people think that time is divided up into neat little buckets, like, oh, I want to talk about work-life balance. There's really no such thing as things like work-life balance. You have a fixed amount of time. You don't know how much you have. And every moment that you have, it is up to you and your decision-making to decide how you're going to use it. So time management really all comes down to, what am I going to do with the next minute of my time? And that's the only question that there is. And it's all about, how do you make the decision about what to do with that next minute? I personally am a big believer in, there's gazillions of different frameworks. I'll just, choose a couple that I think are especially important. One is the 80-20 rule. Understand that not all effort produces equal results, and you can be doing something that is productive in the sense that it actually produces some kind of result, but it can be very low leverage. You can be producing some result that is only useful here and now. So, for example, let's say you are doing personal outreach to 200 people as part of a fundraising initiative, and you sit down and you're typing an email message to one of those people. That seems very productive, right? You're taking something, you're taking action that's going to move you towards getting your fundraising by getting this person on board. However, unless all 200 people are highly, highly, highly individualized, that same time might be better spent creating a generic template with 3 or 4 customization slots in it, where once you have that template created, which might take you 4 or 5 times as long as to write a single message, but once you have the template created, you basically hit whatever use the template button you have, and it says, okay, please enter the personalization paragraph for this person. You type that in, and then you hit send, and suddenly you have gone from 200 times, say 10 minutes, which is a very low leverage activity of doing the individual emails. Now, instead, you've spent maybe 30 minutes developing the template, but it allows you to do the remaining 199 emails in maybe a minute and a half apiece. And overall, even though the beginning takes longer, the whole task takes far, far less time.
Right. It's the whole concept of spending more time sharpening the axe than just hacking away at the tree. And then when you are actually cutting down the tree, it's going to move on much faster because you've spent time on kind of preparing for the task. How do you find the opportunities for actually optimizing these things? Are you thinking in terms of batching work, it sounds like?
Oh, gosh. I think in all kinds of different things. Since I started life as a computer programmer, the first 17 years of my career were spent doing nothing except figuring out how to codify and optimize processes. So I have a very, very large toolbox in how I do that. But the kinds of things I look for, any type of communication that is being done electronically can be templatized, whether it's a mail merge in Word, or you can use an automated email system, or you can even just use keyboard macros. So text is always easy to templatize. I have a concept that I discuss in my book, which is the Get It Done Guy's 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More, that I call resource books. or resource manuals, I forget the exact phrase. And it's funny, because this is something that I've just, I invented for myself, and it seemed like an obvious idea, and a lot of people don't do it. In fact, almost no one does it, which is when I'm doing some new task that I haven't done before, I get out a book, I get out a blank notebook, and I write down every step of the task as I do it. And if I have to go back, I'll insert little arrows and say, oh, I forgot the step between steps 2 and 3. If a particular step of the task requires external information, I'll write that right there in the notebook. So, for example, if I'm learning how to edit video and I want to add a title sequence to a video that I'm producing, I'll write down, 1, launch Camtasia, 2, pull the video in, 3, move the video over to the right on the timeline, 4, record intro sequence by pressing the record button, 5, place intro sequence, et cetera. So I'll go through piece by piece. If it does involve outside information, like maybe I say, go find clip art that I can use for the background to the title screen, in my little resource book, and remember, this is a paper notebook that's sitting next to me on my desk, I will actually write down, go to clipart.com or unsplash.com or whatever website I'm using to get the clip art, so that, and I continue going through the process, and by the time that I'm done, I now have a list of every step in the process and all of the resources that it took to be able to make that, to complete that process and to complete that task. So now I have a step-by-step instruction for here is how to edit a video and put my title screen on. I then will do that a couple of times. So the next time that I need to do a title screen, I'll follow the instructions in my book, and I might find out like, oh, wow, I can combine these two steps because it turns out Camtasia has this great annotation feature. Or, this step seems like a lot of work. I wonder if I can find a way to shorten it. Oh, I can, because I can pre-render the title intro and I never have to do it a second time. I can then just pull it in as a separate video clip or whatever the pieces are. So I do the task a second time. This time I do it from my resource book, and I'm looking for just ways to optimize and to speed things up. Once I have all of that done and I have a list of steps that I know works, now I can either type that list of steps into an online checklist of some sort, and Checkvist, checkvist.com is the particular tool that I use to record my checklists. And now, next time I need to do this, I can just go to Checkvist, pull up the process map of what I need to do, and just go through step by step and check things off. Alternatively, I now have an online checklist. I can call a virtual assistant, or I can hire somebody, a neighborhood kid, or whatever. And if it turns out this is a task that is better delegated to someone else, now I can give them the checklist and walk through it with them the first time. And then I'll discover, oh, what are the steps that were obvious to me and that they now have trouble with? So to me, if it said, type in the title and the name of the video, to me, it's obvious how to do that. And it will always say, blah, 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 video by Steve or Robbins. But they won't necessarily know that. And I'll watch them do it, and I'll go, oh, what are the missing steps that were in my head but I didn't think to write down? I'll add those to the checklist, and then voila, I have a complete checklist that this virtual assistant or this local neighborhood person can use to be able to do whatever the task is. And that is one system that is useful for finding opportunities for streamlining. It's useful for finding opportunities for delegating. It's what I do, and I find that it works really well.
No, that's perfect. I guess to like kind of sum that up on a pillar of success that Steve Robbins uses, I mean, you are pretty much really into premeditated action. So yes. By creating a plan for things that you know you're going to do more than once, you can find opportunities for optimization. If you're letting every task catch you off guard and you're always reacting as opposed to being proactive to tasks that you already knew you were going to do more than once, then you won't be able to create processes that you can hire or outsource to then be able to do more quickly. So it's all about actually being intentional, right?
I want to clarify something, because okay. You're saying pre-planning. I'm not saying pre-planning. I'm saying the first time you do the task, just write the steps down as you encounter them. So you're not pre-planning the first time through. It's your diary of the steps that you took that becomes your plan for the second time through.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because you don't necessarily know the plan in advance. You don't know, oh, this person is going to forget to type my name as part of the title. You have to find that out. It's just as you find it out, write it down so you never have to find it out a second time.
that makes a lot of sense. When you work with clients, Stever, do you typically consult them on doing this, getting in the habit of doing this for every action, or is this specifically for actions that you know you're going to be taking more than once?
Oh, this would only be for actions you're taking more than once. Otherwise, it'd be since the first time through, you're just writing stuff down for use
always,
later.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that it would give you any benefit. You know, I'll tell you, that's one of my personal trapdoors, is I have a tendency to want to try to automate everything, even if it's something I'm only going to do once. And there are a number of times that I have created very elaborate and fabulously, theoretically pure systems that could absolutely do the thing, but I only needed to do the thing once. So the fact that I created the system was actually of no help whatsoever.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's super relatable. I think we've all gone through that, creating complex systems. Stever, walk me through any one last thing that you typically find is very helpful when you work with self-employed clients that are looking to optimize their time. Is there anything else you teach them about time management?
Oh, I'll tell you what. The number one thing that most people don't understand is the difference between being efficient and being effective. Being efficient means that you are doing something using very little energy or very few resources to accomplish that task. Being effective means you're doing the right thing. And it is far, far better to be inefficiently effective than it is to be ineffectively efficient. And what I mean by that is, if you're very, very efficient, but you're not doing the right thing, then you will get where you don't want to be faster, which is like not smart. So most people don't spend their time to make sure that they are concentrating on the action that's really going to move them forward. I'll give you a personal example, which is another one of my personal trapdoors. Since I spent the first 17 years of my career as a programmer, I have a tendency to get hijacked by technology. So for example, I'm putting up a bunch of tools videos for the current Get It Done group that I'm running, and I find it very, very easy for me to get sucked into, oh, as long as I'm on this page of my website, I can redo the layout. And look, there's this new plugin that I can add. And I end up doing stuff, and I could, in some abstract world, I can justify it. I can say, look, the page looks better now. It's easier for my students to navigate. You know, I did this useful thing. But the reality is, that's not the thing that's going to move the business forward. The page as it was worked perfectly well. And the fact that I can move it from 89% effectiveness to 93% effectiveness is just not relevant to the business. If I had spent that very same amount of time putting together an advertisement or calling a prospect, it would have made a heck of a lot more sense. So, you know, at the risk of showing that I'm not perfect, that's one that I always am personally struggling with. And for example, in this case, one of the things I do is I put a post-it pad on my screen every morning, a little sticky note that just says, here's the top priority for the day. So when I do get hijacked by something, as soon as my eye runs across that the sticky note, I go, right, I'm supposed to be working today on, say, building my mailing list or whatever, as opposed to editing videos.
No, that makes a lot of sense. There you have it, Productivity Mastermind. Stever Robbins is a productivity expert and consults self-employed professionals to make sure they're getting the most out of their time by not just focusing on being efficient, but also being effective to make sure that they're not getting to where they don't want to be faster, but rather working towards getting to where they actually do want to be. He helps professionals create plans in tandem while they're doing them for things that they know they're going to do more than once so that they can hire or outsource them in the future and be much better with their time. Thank you, Stever, so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Okay, Productivity Masterminds, do not forget your chance to win one of our beautiful time tracking dice to help you take back your time. It's very simple. You just subscribe to the show on iTunes, and then once you've done that, message the word done to timeuler.com/giveaway. Subscribe on iTunes and then message done to timeuler.com/giveaway. See you on the next one.